by the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats.
And it's time now for Radio Nibbles, and it's great to have John Lindorf live in the studio. Good morning.
What a gorgeous summer day it is. It is just stunning, and you know, right now anyway, I'm just all about what's fresh. And last Saturday, I decided I was just gonna go to the market. I only had an hour, and I was gonna learn as much as I could about what was fresh and what I could do with it. And that's today's Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly follows my hour or minute by minute learning process. But some of the things I found that I just loved. At the mushroom booth, they had cinnamon cap mushrooms, tiny, and they're wonderful because you can stir fry them and do a lot of other things, and they retain their shape. They don't get mushy, a little crispness to them, and they don't taste like cinnamon. They just look. They have a nice golden hue.
And where are they grown?
Oh, in Colorado.
But local
oh, yeah,
mushrooms.
Yeah, these are local. I also saw purple scallions. And at the Olin booth, and they said, you know, you just take these, split the bulb in half, and put it on the grill, and grill it until it's soft, and then serve it like that. I also saw wonderful apricots. There's fresh apricots right now. People don't realize how rare that is. One out of every 5 years, you get an apricot crop. You should get those while you can, eat them fresh, make a pie. The coolest story was mezugala. This was at Oxford Farms. And I said, so is it a fusion? And there's a wonderful story that goes with it about how they mixed up some seeds from two different things, mizuna and arugula, and planted it anyway. And now it's people ask for it, restaurants order it, and it's great stuff. I tasted turnips that tasted like radishes. It was wonderful.
Wow, that's all available at the farmer's market near you right now. It's a very packed food calendar right now, a lot of events.
Look, next week is Slow Food Nations. The entire nation, the entire world is coming to Denver and Boulder to eat and have fun, talk about sustainability. If you are interested in these subjects at all, go to slowfoodnations.org. There's free events, there's things for kids. You got to do that. The other thing is July 29th, Colorado Convention Center. One time only, Festival of Cheeses, 2,000 cheeses and all everything to go with it. It's culture at its finest.
Well, aside from the mezugala and the mushrooms that you've been tasting, what's the best thing that you have eaten recently?
So I went to Jin Chan Zhang on 28th Street, and with my friend Laura, who is much foodier than I am, if you can believe that. Anyway. She ordered, she pointed to a special. They didn't want to give it to us because they said it's not for Americans. We got it anyway, and it was the most beautiful piece of braised pork hock that I've ever tasted with bok choy. It was wonderful.
Yum. Well, you can read John's column in this month's Sensi magazine about a growing patio herb and veggie garden. You can listen to archived Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. Next week, a special show. We're supersizing Radio Nibbles.
Yes, special intense half-hour show. We're going to be asking for memberships. We have some wonderful tasty premiums.
We'll have gifts. We'll have thank you gifts. We'll have guests and a whole lot of fun. It's our summer pledge drive, Radio Nibbles.
And best of all, Maeve, we get to eat on the air.
Yum. Thank you, John. Bon appetit.
You're welcome.
You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, nishya. Ask him the latke, Matke.